whenever you want to.
I said to my heart, be still, be calm, and drink the soothing, healing balm, the perfume of a summer flower, the stillness of the midnight hour. No blaring horn, no raucous sound to desecrate this hallowed ground. Oh, beautiful, the house, the scene, transfigured in a heavenly sheen. The moonlight lay upon the eaves and formed the pattern of the leaves across the roof and chimneys tall, and cast its magic over all. The long grape arbors near the well, with its ancient windlass, all could tell so many tales of days long gone. The old, old trees upon the lawn, stretching away, away, and away, where we as children loved to play. My mother, before me as a child, played under those trees, and somehow beguiled the fairies to give her a song like a bird's, a nightingale's notes, too heavenly for words, the remembrance of which she did impart to remain forever within my heart. And now, at long last, having returned to the childhood home for which I had yearned, it seemed to beckon and to call me, its very nearness to enthrall me. I opened the gate and entered the grounds, and not until then did I hear the sounds. Then I have some little periods to show a change of scene. 100 years have come and gone since my grandfather planted upon the lawn the stately trees now towering above me, which seemed to recognize and love me. Outlined against the starlit sky, their arching branches lifted high, yet motionless as though they slept, till way high up a murmur swept from one to another, whispering low to the boy they knew in the long ago. They seemed to breathe a gentle sigh and to croon a tender lullaby, all silvered by the moonlight's glow. Their arms reached out toward me below, and as they nodded, trying to speak, a leafy hand caressed my cheek and whispered to me, oh, so faintly, it seemed as though ethereal, saintly forms of loved ones long departed, who made my youth so happy-hearted, were there beside me in the air to welcome and to greet me there. Ghosts, did you say? Yes, all around me, rejoicing that at last they had found me.
Oh, that's real pretty. Let's see how you remembered all that.
Okay, I can remember that.
If you wrote it, yeah.
I wrote it in 1949. That's 25 years ago.
Is this the house Alexander Norman built?
He built several.
And did they have, you said they have graves there?
No,
on the home
graves,
place?
The old Archer Cemetery north of there.
Oh.
There's a hill. Southern Indiana is hilly, like Kentucky.
Now that's the cemetery we went to.
No, you went to the Warnick Cemetery, and right next to that is the Oddfellas Cemetery, where Grandpa Alexander Norman is buried, and my mother. It's newer than the Warnick Cemetery. The old Archer Cemetery is the oldest of all, and it's not very far from Grandpa's old home. It's up the road a little piece to the north, upon a hill. That's what I was referring to.
So that, if we went out that way, then we could see where the farm was, if we went out towards that cemetery, the old cemetery.
Well, Grandpa's place was not a farm.
Oh.
Now, Aunt Mary's Spores was. Grandpa's place was just a beautiful place several acres of ground and beautiful flowers, beautiful trees, and a beautiful home. And my mother was a wonderful singer. I forgot to mention that. She had a highly trained lyric soprano voice, and she used to go down to Evansville to her cousins, the Headleys and the Yateses. They were all musical, but she was the star of all of them. I'm not bragging, but I've heard that. And my music teacher told me that. Said, your mother was a musical genius. She was a born musician, and she had majored in music, in voice. She had a highly trained lyric soprano voice.
But did she go away to school?
I think she did. I think she may have gone to the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I wonder where Dr. Yates went to get his medical training. They said they threw away all those old records last year.
I don't know. Then I had a cousin that went to school for the blind at Indianapolis. She was a beautiful singer. She was a cousin by marriage, no relation to me. And I used to think that she had a heavenly voice. She could play anything on the piano and sing. But she told me, she said, my voice is nothing compared to your mother's. Said, your mother had the most magnificent voice I ever heard. And my mother's music teacher told her that, told me that.
Did you ever hear about William Hampton coming down from Pennsylvania, where they came from in Pennsylvania? Eleanor said that she heard that they came, they went to Philadelphia and got married, and then they went to Pittsburgh and built a flatboat, and they spent the winter there, and then they went on down the river, and then they got off at Indianapolis.
Oh, I never heard that. I never heard of that.
And that his wife was supposed to be half Indian.
I've heard
Mary
you
Harper.
Say that.
But we can't find any proof of that.
Now, was she the daughter of Dr. Yates?
No.
No.
Mary Harper was the original. It would be your great-grandmother.
Oh, that's right.
William Hampton's wife.
That's right.
And then
she was supposed to be half Indian.
Supposed to be half Indian. Adeline's mother.
So way back, I have Indian blood.
Yeah.
So did Eleanor Roosevelt.
An Indian and an Irishman married each other. And they think that he had red hair, but nobody's got any proof of that.
Yeah, he may have had. I can show you Uncle Charlie Michael Norman's picture that I have. Oh, the most handsome man. That was my grandfather's son, my mother's brother. He was 5 years older than my mother, and he was killed in a cyclone.
Well, I'll let you go get your pictures then.
Well.